item on the continuing business, the review and adopt the Coastside Fire Protection District Policy Manual. Which is tab four. Chief Cole, do you want to just introduce this? And I just have a comment I'd like to make afterwards.
Yeah, as you know, this is a continuing business item. Sometime we started with the bylaws and the board policies and procedures, and we separated both of those. We put to rest the bylaws, we've adopted those, and now we moved on into the board policy manual. And what we've asked council to do is to go back and reconcile the one bylaws document and kind of mirror and match now that to the policies manual. So what you have before you is what council has done. She's gone through, and if you see the cover memo that she attached, she says that it does not contradict provisions in the district's adopted bylaws, and that its provisions are in compliance with state law. And that's where we're at today. Obviously, it's a very lengthy document, and I think that there may be some discussion to on how we want to address it, either in its entirety or just an overview, and then move this on to either a separate workshop item or another board meeting.
I would just like to take Chief Cole's comment, and I think it would be a good idea that perhaps we spend a little bit of time this evening, 10 or 15 minutes, on any general kinds of questions, but then really cover this whole item of these policy items, you know, in a workshop for the board. And because of the timing, I think it might be appropriate. Also, that workshop could also include where the board wants to go with our strategic plan. We could probably put both of them on an agenda because they're certainly going to be somewhat related as well. But if you agree to that, perhaps we could spend some time this evening with general questions of either our council or however, whatever you'd like to discuss with it, and then ask the chief to schedule a workshop, a public workshop on this. Does anybody object to that, or how do you want to?
I like that.
Having read through it, I have, there's some typographical, except they're not really typos. They're not typos, Gene.
We tried so hard.
No. It's editorial comment, okay. Editorial statements, just the way things, and I think probably those are best expressed directly to Gene. Or we can, I can give them to everybody if you want.
It's a rough draft?
It's a rough draft.
There are a few issues here that are policy issues that are pretty generic and are just questions, and we can cover those very quickly. And then there's some issues that have more substance that we probably should deal with in a workshop. And I'll skip over those. If you want to take a few moments to go through and do these editorial
I would just say that if we take 15 minutes, but if there are just administrative, grammatical changes like that, we can probably do them one-on-one and email Gene or the chief, and they can have them updated. I have a few of those in here myself, but there are some substantive kinds of things that you think would be appropriate. Just bring them up now and we'll listen to them and we'll deal with them in the workshop.
Do you want me to?
Jeff, please go on.
Yeah. Or do you want to go through this page by page and let everybody answer it and let it go?
I hope not.
I've got more than David Fusci usually had. Uh-oh. Is there any indication? So,
well, maybe we've got to save this off for work.
Well, then let's do that. Let's do that. Let's try to do any, and I've got a few administrative things that we can handle, you know, just by emails to Gene or Chief. Please take the initiative and do that, and then we'll ask Chief to schedule a workshop. Okay.
Can we have this sent to us electronically so we can cut and paste and change things around? Or is it just send in suggestions to Gene?
If you could just send us your suggested changes, and then by way of email, then I will keep all of those. So those are part of the public record when we bring it back. So there won't be any discussions offline. The public won't be able to see. And let me encourage you to be as open and free as you want with your suggestions, because there is no requirement law that you have a policies and procedures manual. Yeah. This really is your set of rules that you want to live by. They are yours. What we're doing on this end is just making sure that you don't come up with some that would be contrary to state law or, you know, contradict your bylaws. So It really is your document.
So if six people come up with six versions of number one, you'll have option A, B, C, D?
We will, and I've done that with other elected officials. We'll just do different people with different color print, and you'll be able to see them all, and...
And I would ask you, send those to me, and I'll send a global email to all of you asking you and kind of put a timeline together so that... With the timeline.
This is before our workshop?
Yeah, before the workshop. So we'll have that city staff before the workshop, gives us a chance to kind of collect the data, let the council kind of analyze and organize that, and then we'll get the dates together.
As far as I know, we've not had, this board has not had this policy document before. So we're starting out from scratch, so it's, unlike a lot of organizations, they've had an old document to work from. We haven't, so we're really creating a new, a brand-new policy that I used.
Could you get that on the website before the workshop?
We'll see.
Our website doesn't work too well.
Who's our web?
Right now, that's on hold. We have, I can get a, if it's in PDF form, I can get it on their PDF. You mean, this, if I may understand the question, what we currently have?
Right, so that members of the public could potentially communicate their comments to the broker.
We're working on getting the little guy that says under construction, and we're not that far yet.
Okay, so we're going to have a workshop on this, along with hopefully some strategic plan, and Chief will check calendars and find a suitable date. Okay, good show. Okay, item number C, continuing business, authorizing the hiring of new firefighters. Director McIntosh.
Actually, Director Draper asked this to put back. Since my name's on it, I'll speak to it. I just am concerned that we are not moving ahead. If it needs, we need to move ahead down a dual path, then so be it, not knowing which way we're going. But to not do anything puts us farther and farther behind the eight ball and digs the hole deeper and deeper that we're going to have to climb out. And I just would like to see us both work on our SG1 document, which deals with the CAL FIRE's conditions, et cetera, getting that framed. And I would like to see us also being prepared so that we're in the starting gate if the judge rules the other way, and we are. Otherwise, I want us to be ready to go whichever way we go. And I think when we don't do anything, we're putting our organization and therefore our public at greater and greater risk.
Any other comments? Okay, hearing none.